Today's Bible reading comes from Job 1:27. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was light, and that light was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was Job. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not a light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives life to every man was coming into the world. John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And then Matthew 5:15-16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Finding light in the darkness. I put these thoughts together about a month ago, and I had to take a service at my home church at Kerwin. At the time, the Gaza-Israel thing had just erupted. And of course, it's wall-to-wall disaster on the media. And rightly so. We've also got Ukraine going on. The interesting thing, isn't it, that we haven't heard about the Ukraine war now, have we? Because the Gaza one seems to be where the focus is. But it's still going on. And at the same time, a few weeks before, there was a horrid earthquake in Afghanistan and a whole village, you know. And I was thinking, gee, the world's a dark place. There's a lot of darkness. And I ask myself the question, where do I find the light? Where do I find light in the darkness? I said to the people at Halifax too, you think that us preachers stand up here in front and preach to you? We don't. We stand up in front and we preach to ourselves. It's like a mirror. So what I say applies more to me as well as you. Where do we find the light? We can answer glibly and we can say, yes, we see light where we see compassion. Even in the midst of war, where we see mercy, where we see people working for peace, trying to get a truce, trying to get all that stuff. Yes, we see glimpses of the light, because that stuff mirrors who God is. And throughout Scripture, darkness and light have been symbols of where God isn't, darkness, and where God is light. Symbol of heaven and hell. And it's consistently used by many writers in the Scripture. Matter of fact, this book starts in Genesis. Starts in darkness. Let me read to you. Genesis 1:1. By the way, a lot of people say the Bible proves God. The Bible doesn't prove God. The Bible assumes God. It just says, in the beginning, God. There he is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, formless mass, cloaked in darkness. And the Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. The coming of light is the beginning of life. And so we have the creation story. What are the characteristics of light? Let me share a few thoughts. You would have hundreds yourself. What does light mean to you? Have a think, then I'll tell you the right answers. So this is what I just jotted down, a few points. Light brings life. Trees photosynthesize. Okay, take in light, take in carbon dioxide, and what do they give us back? Oxygen. Light brings life. Light disinfects. I come from the water industry. I'm a retired water and sewage engineer. The UV component of light kills germs and other nasties. It is used in the medical industry and it is used in the water and sewage treatment industry to zap them little nasties. Light disinfects. Light dispels the dark. It reveals the truth about a situation. And that often, when we know the truth, dispels fear. Let me give you a story. When I was a young fella, we used to go out in the bush camping, ride our bikes out. We thought we were pretty good. We went out to Alligator Creek National Park, south of Townsville. Pigs everywhere in that national park. Big pigs. I can tell you they're big pigs. Especially when you come face to face with them on a bush bike. We were camped on the bank of the creek on a sandy little bed. And across, we heard a noise crashing through the bush. We looked across and here was this enormous pig. Well, we were packing death. And we spent the night huddled together around that campfire. You know what? When the sun came up, the light showed that the big pig was a rock. You see, our imaginations go wild, don't they? Light brings the truth and dispels fear. Light guides along the right path. We carry a torch when we need to. We now use light for communications. I guess you've all got a mobile phone. It talks by wireless to the tower and then ultimately it gets converted into all little flashes of light and sent by optical fibre cable all around the world. And as if by magic, those little bits of light know where to jump off so that you can talk to Auntie Mary. Light communicates. And all of these characteristics of light can be used in spiritual terms. Light brings life to our souls. Light disinfects, it cleans up our souls. Light dispels the dark and takes away fear. The psalm told us that this morning. Light guides along the right path, and light communicates. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah, writing when the people of Israel were in darkness, in captivity, or about to go into captivity, one or the other, somewhere around there. But anyway, it's a period of great darkness. And Isaiah says these words, "Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever." He looks forward. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali, which by the way is Galilee, will soon be humbled. And a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory, because the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. The light will shine on all who live in the land. Isaiah looks forward and sees the light. We know now when we look back, we can say, hey, that's talking about Jesus. light dispels the darkness. And so in John, which was read to us this morning, he introduces Jesus and he picks up this theme: the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and will not overcome it. Light also features in the other gospel writers as they tell the Christmas story, this symbol of God coming in light. I mean, the classic, Luke tells us that when the angels announced Jesus' birth to a nondescript mob of shepherds who are up on the hill in the dark, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of God's glory surrounded them. Their darkness was turned to light with the message about Jesus. Matthew tells us that the Magi, who were led to Jesus by the light of an unusual star, which stopped somehow over the place where Jesus was. I find that mind-boggling, that somehow this star or comet or whatever it was that they followed across however long they followed would suddenly point to a particular spot. But they knew it somehow. The light led them to the light. The light of the star led them to the light of Jesus. Jesus, the passage we read, said, "I am the light of the world. And if you know that, you will know life." But Jesus reminds us that not everybody wants to see the light. Not everybody welcomes God's light. We are asked to shine it, but not all welcome it. Jesus talking with Nicodemus, the light from heaven, came into the world, but some loved darkness more than light, for their actions were evil. They hate the light because they want to sin in the darkness. They stay away from the light for fear their sins will be exposed. That's Jesus' words, not mine. He says some won't accept the light. Let me tell you another story from the sewerage world. You think you push the button and it goes away. Trust me, it doesn't go away. It goes to someone else who has to nurture and care for it. The sewerage engineer. There's a whole series of pipes under the ground with a never-ending food source flowing through them. And the cockroaches love it. There's cockroaches down there that you can put saddles on. Man, they are huge. And when you open up a manhole, and as I said to the people of Halifax this morning, in these days, I'm not allowed to call it a manhole anymore. You're not allowed to call it a person hole either. It is actually a personal access point. All right? So when you take the lid off the personal access point and the light shines in, the cockroaches go berserk. They do not like the light. They go racing away to where they can find dark corners where they're comfortable. Not all welcome the light. They race away and hide in the dark corners where they're comfortable. And that's not calling for us to be judgmental, because we're like that too. At the end of his earthly life, when all the focus of evil joined to crucify the light of the world, the innocent Son of God, who went willingly to the cross to die for you, for me, but also for those who didn't like the light. And the gospel writers remind us that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just as Jesus died, darkness descended for 3 hours. Almost as if what happened to Jesus was so horrific that God turned his back on the world and the world went dark. Darkness thought it had won. But that was Friday. And you know what? Sunday's coming. And on Sunday morning, just as the sun, the light, rose, so the light of the world rose forever and dispelled the darkness. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." If you know that light, you will know life. And Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." And he uses an image that applies to those, a little oil lamp they had. They set it up on a stand so that it shone light. And at night, they couldn't afford to turn the switch off. They didn't have a switch. But they also didn't have matches. So the light was their source of fire and heat and for cooking and all that. Could not be afforded to go out. So what did they do at night? They put a basket over. Jesus says, "You're the light of the world. Don't put a basket over it. Up on a stand and let it shine to make a difference in the world." Sometimes we look in the mirror and we see our spots and our wrinkles. Do you? Or your lack of hair. Oh, no, some of you. Or my lack of hair. You wouldn't believe that when I was a young fella, I had hair right down the middle of my back. Look at me now. It's gone. But I can look in the mirror and I can go, "Ugh, I don't look half as good as I used to." But Jesus says, when you look in the mirror, say, "You're the light of the world, mate. You're the light of the world. And so are you. Your gifts are unique, and God will use you to do your little bit for him." Do you believe that? Most times we shine our light, you know, we dispel the darkness, we clean things. We are always shining the light. Believe it. And go and make a difference. When I was a young fellow, I had a minister who took great risks with me and let me play electric guitars in church. And he got in big trouble. Reverend Ron Potter, he died last year, might have been the year before. He was my mentor. "I cannot floodlight the whole world, but I can let my flickering candle illuminate one small part of it, provided I am prepared to give myself to the burning. I cannot floodlight the whole world. It's too big. The darkness is too big for me. But I can let my flickering little candle illuminate one small part of it, provided I am prepared to submit to the burning." Will you allow God to light your candle? Relight it. And make a difference in his world. Doesn't take a lot of light to make a difference. I live near the river in Munningbury in Townsville, near the salt marshes. And you get the sandflies sometimes and you get the mozzies sometimes, but you know what you get as well? Little fireflies. You only need one. He can be right up the end of the street. You can see him. One little firefly makes a huge difference. shine for him.